From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. French officials identify a third attacker. The man died in the terrorist attacks on a Paris concert hall in November. Officials announced Wednesday that the attacker was from Strasbourg. He is believed to have traveled to Syria with a group of young people in late 2013. The suspect's name has not been officially released, but French media are identifying him as Fouad Mohamed Agad. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter testified before the Senate Armed Services Committee Wednesday and urged Turkey to do more to control its often porous border with Syria. Carter criticized Saudi Arabia and other Gulf states for being, in his words, preoccupied by the conflict in Yemen and not paying enough attention to the fight against the Islamic State group.
The international community, including our allies and partners, has to step up before another attack like Paris.
Carter also said it's time for Russia to, in his words, focus on the right side of this fight. Western nations have accused Russia of focusing its strikes on Syrian opposition fighters in support of its ally, President Bashar al-Assad, a charge Russian officials have denied. The head of the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation says the two shooters in last week's California massacre were radicalized before they met online and started discussing jihad and martyrdom about 2 years ago. FBI Director James Comey told the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee Wednesday that the two were inspired by foreign terrorist groups. Rwanda is set to vote next week on a constitutional amendment that will allow President Paul Kagame to run for a third term in 2017. And potentially to remain in power until 2034. The referendum is forecast to pass easily. This is VOA News.